A new report by the United Nations Environment Programme has found that extreme weather is increasing the level of toxins in staple crops. And with global temperatures set to rise, scientists warn the problem will only get worse. To find out more about this grim news, I spoke with UNEP Chief Scientist Jacqueline McGlade in Nairobi.
Under normal growing conditions, plants really do produce a whole range of proteins and all the kind of benefits and nutrients. But when we have extreme, such as drought conditions or floods, it makes the plant respond in different ways. So crops such as barley, maize, millet, the big crops that you would know all over the world, those plants start to slow down or even prevent the conversion of certain chemicals. Nitrate is one of them. But when it accumulates into the plant itself, and when we then consume it, or animals consume it, that acute nitrate level causes poisoning. There's another chemical which sounds very, very sort of dangerous, prussic acid, hydrogen cyanide. Now, that's the one that we're most concerned, and it can accumulate in cassava, in flax, maize, sorghum, many of the things that people in the poorer parts of the world rely on.
So how does this end up in the food that we eat?
So a drought hits, you see plants in the field surviving. Not all plants will survive. Those that are surviving have clearly turned on another mechanism. So the farmer harvests those, not realizing that the very success of that plant out there in the field is going to bring into, whether it's the food that they eat today or what they sell in the marketplace, contains maize, contains sorghum, which has got extra levels of nitrates or prussic acid. And at the other extreme, in the sort of more damp flooding conditions, then you see fungal growth. Now, we've seen burning of large amounts of storage of maize, seeds and others, in certainly in towns and cities around East Africa, because it gets to such a level that these fungi spread, and you can see them. They're like a black mold sitting in the seeds themselves. Now, of course, if that's not picked up and it's put into the milling, the next thing is it's in the flour, which means it makes its way into the bread that we eat. So it's microscopic, but it's pervasive.
So what are the dangers of these toxic crops?
Well, they can cause, first of all, nervous disorders. They can really make it very difficult for people to breathe. It's like asphyxiation. If animals are pregnant or even human beings are pregnant, then that can cause miscarriage. There's a lot of evidence that acute exposure, particularly to aflatoxins, but also to prussic acid, can be lethal. And we have many instances here, certainly in East Africa, where that has occurred. But we're also worried that there's an exposure issue, which means that if you continue to have access and eat the crops which are contaminated, it can lead to cancer. It can stunt fetal growth, infant growth. It suppresses immunity. So there's a whole raft of things that you can see in the population at large when they're exposed to these. Now, nitrate is another case altogether, and it can be seen to affect very, very quickly the human kind of condition through neurological collapse, people with the staggers, they lose their eyesight. So it's very dramatic when people are exposed to excessive nitrate poisoning.
And so in which parts of the world are we already seeing these toxins accumulate in crops?
Well, we can look at a map of the world of drought conditions, and you can pretty much guarantee that somewhere in those areas you're going to find it. So in sub-Saharan Africa, but increasingly in northern and southern parts of Africa, we see definite trends of this in Latin America, in Brazil. So really all over the world now. The difference is that when you're in the developing world, it's very difficult to find the resources, the institutions to detect those toxins. So they are occurring in Europe, they are occurring in North America, but there the industry itself is able to have early warning and detection systems.
And who is this actually affecting?
The poorest farmers, those who are either subsistence and certainly those who are very tied to one crop. And what is even more sad is that in areas such as Kenya, certainly in Eastern Africa, there are other plants which people who are not even farmers but who rely on literally for their daily subsistence. They gather these plants from the edges of the road. Now, these are not major crops, but they are what people rely on to survive. And these same plants are also showing the same accumulation of toxins.
So should we as consumers be worried?
We think that probably about 4.5 billion people in developing countries are already exposed to this uncontrolled and unmonitored amounts of aflatoxins. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be aware that the food chain has to be protected. And so as a consumer, it's very important that we are aware and put more pressure on the food chain suppliers.
And with global temperatures set to rise by more than 3 degrees Celsius, is this problem likely to get worse?
Absolutely. And I think here the consequences for human health need to be put at the forefront. Yes, of course, we need to grow crops. And here is where the industry needs to work with farmers to try to find drought-resistant forms that do not accumulate the different aspects of nitrates and prussic acid. And similarly, where we can have resistant forms to different kinds of mycotoxins, these fungi that spread. Well, as we look forward and we see the effects of climate change, we can really start to see the upper end of this, which is that 70% of agricultural production is going to be affected by either too much rain or too little rain. So by necessary extension, we need to be aware that that exposes billions of people to the potential of toxins.